Let's stay with the story now, and Eskom is still cautioning that there is a strong possibility of load shedding today. That's the bad news. At the weekend, reports of engineering problems at the Kusile power station. If you read the Sunday Times, talking about this, well, actually the City Press, talking about this US company, Black and Veatch, I think they call themselves, and they've been responsible for what's been happening at Kusile. Now, the report basically said that this company got involved there, they made some huge engineering mistakes, and they've had to come back now, correct those mistakes. They were paid money up front. It's an absolute mess. On the line is researcher at the Free Market Foundation, Chris Hutton. Good afternoon, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ray. Thank you for having me on.
I mean, just talking about this US company going back and forth, looking at Eskom now, what does need to happen? Because according to the Sunday Times, they're going to carry on paying these guys.
Well, I think it should come as a surprise that we're seeing all these revelations about Eskom sort of, I don't know, on an hourly basis. We can't even say day to day or week to week. We know how lucrative it can be being involved in the whole Eskom distribution and power generation process. I think it's clear right now we're not going to get a buyer for Eskom, so the talk of privatization might not even go anywhere. But I think at the very least, government needs to make the energy field open to competition. We need independent power producers to come and generate electricity and distribute it to citizens, because right now Eskom has the monopoly, and no matter, you know, how well or how badly they do, South Africans are affected.
As soon as you say that acronym, IPP, I can feel that NUMSA have just sat up in their chairs saying job losses, job losses. Yeah. Will there be job losses, and is this the right way to go?
I'm afraid at this point with Eskom and its trajectory, if we don't do, you know, some move, the bigger job losses for the country are going to be astronomical. I think if the people currently working at Eskom are allowed to move into other companies to compete on a level playing field, I don't think they'll lose their jobs, because it would be in these companies' interest to hire people. You know, there's a huge market in South Africa for electricity. I'm sure people want a reliable source, so they'll have to go to these different companies, see who's more reliable, who's more competitive, who will give them the best price. And all these companies are going to need people to work for them. So I don't see it as one following from the other necessarily, as long as the playing field is open and clear and transparent.
If you have a look at those tariffs that have which will now be implemented, I think 9.4% for this year, and it goes on and goes on. We're looking at about 450 billion rand being the debt for Eskom. I mean, how do they get out of this hole?
Yeah, that's like I mentioned earlier. I don't think no rational investor would take on that kind of debt, because, you know, Eskom can have new board members, and that we can talk about turnaround plans and these sorts of things, but at the end of the day, because Eskom is a government-backed monopoly, it can fail time after time, and the South African taxpayer will be forced to bail them out. So we need to see some sort of, I'm not even going to use the P word, you know, the dreaded P word. I'm going to talk about decentralization and that sort of thing. We just need more players in the market. There's too much pressure on Eskom. The infrastructure is very old. It's crumbling. I mean, we have this stuff, at the Free Market Foundation, we call Eskom and SAA these apartheid dinosaurs. They worked very well when it was a small market, when they catered for a certain part of the population. But with a country as big as South Africa, with our huge population, we need more and more service providers in electricity.
Yeah, and of course, it's the big trilogy. It's the three parts of Eskom. Eskom will be broken into three parts. That's what the president wants. Is he correct?
Well, I think, you know, using these buzzwords can maybe signal the sort of a nice direction in a way. But we'll have to see if actual changes are implemented. You know, he might just have said these things as a way of placating people in his State of the Nation. You know, these speeches are sometimes used to, especially before an election, to tell people, okay, no, we are trying, we are listening to you. We'll have to see if real change is made. I don't know if that's going to be the case, because we are always told, no, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But at the end of the day, it's presumed that government is going to give us the solution, and I think it should be open to South Africans to decide where they want to buy their electricity, who they want to get it from. We should take more of a bottom-up approach instead of a top-down approach.
Yeah. Researcher at the Free Market Foundation, Chris Hutton. This summer.